What's the purpose of having a financial advisor in your life? And at what point should you begin working with an advisor? Today, we're talking about financial advisors and what their role in your financial journey could and should be.
Hey, welcome to the Talking Sense podcast. I'm Mark Osorio.
And I'm Teresa Arago. We're financial advisors, and if there's one thing we understand, it's that money can be confusing.
So get ready, because we're breaking down what you don't know about money today on the Talking Sense podcast.
We have found that there are a number of common misconceptions about what we do. I know we face them in the meeting room often and when we're talking to our friends. So today we're going to talk through some of them and the truths that we have found to kind of debunk them. So we're kind of doing like a Mythbuster kind of thing, even though that's not what we titled this one. but I think the most common one that we get, and I've read it in many articles, is that people believe financial advisors are for the ultra wealthy, that they don't have enough to advise.
And I mean, not for no reason, right? I think the advertising, you know, all of that is very geared towards that group. And it's unfortunate, because the service that we provide is one service that everybody should have access to.
Yes. And most companies have account minimums. So if you want to work with an actual advisor, not a robo option, you have to have like $250,000 or more just to get started. And the reality is, how do you get there without some coaching?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't feel like I would be where I am currently, which is still playing a little catch up because I started out late. But I don't feel like I'd be as far along as I am now if I hadn't joined the Gen Wealth team.
Yeah.
Because that coaching has so much value. And so, you know, personal trainers aren't just for the ultra healthy. So why do we tell ourselves that an advisor can only help us if we're ultra wealthy? It just mathematically doesn't add up.
Yeah.
So the truth is that a financial advisor can help you at any step of your journey.
Of course. Yeah. And I like that analogy, because, you know, when you talk about you go to the gym and you look at all these people that are extra fit and that kind of thing, you know, it's like, you don't need, you know, a personal trainer anymore. Like, why are you even here? There was actually one of my favorite comedians. I think it's Jim Gaffigan. And he's talking about, you know, going to the gym and he sees the people that are ultra fit. He's like, what are you doing here? Like, why are you here?
Like, you're taking up my space, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So it kind of in the same way, not to joke about it, but.
But if you want to stay healthy, you have to do routine maintenance, and having accountability helps. And that's what a financial advisor can do for you there.
Yes.
Myth number two is that financial advisors are just stockbrokers.
And get this.
I put that there because of me.
The time. Yes.
Before I joined the Gen Wealth team, that's what I thought of when people mentioned financial advisors.
Yeah.
I thought of stockbrokers, and it actually kind of repulsed me. Like, I never would have considered this career if it were what I thought it was.
Yeah. And again, you know, the main reason for that, I think, is because in the past, right, that was the main job, was being a stockbroker. You know, folks in this industry, it was very sales heavy, and it was all about, you know, calling people up, getting them to buy as much stock as
the next hot pick.
Yeah, exactly. And that's there was huge commission fees for that as well. So yeah, it was that environment, but it has since evolved dramatically, right, to a more value-based approach, where you know, the truth is what we do now is that we use our knowledge and expertise to construct personalized financial plans to assist our clients in executing those plans.
Yes. So we help them create them, and then we're going through the process of helping them execute, because there's a lot of things that you have great intentions on that just don't end up happening.
Yeah.
You know, some of those circumstances include budgeting, savings, insurance. How many people come in without enough life insurance?
Almost every single appointment. Should have it. Yeah.
Yes. Or they have the wrong idea of what life insurance should cover. You know, your homeowner's policy replaces your home, hopefully, if you've got the right policy. Your car insurance policy is there to replace your car. Life insurance is there to replace income.
Right.
It's not just about paying off a debt. And a lot of people, I think, get stuck there. And that's, you know, one of those things that we talk about.
Exactly.
What about tax strategies? Do you know what tax implications lie behind your choices when it comes to your financial journey? You can be a stockbroker on E-Trade if you really want to, but selecting a strategy that encompasses your personal goals is different.
Yeah.
It's not that simplistic.
And we can tell you from experience that time after time we receive folks, you know, that tell us, you know, I tried it, I didn't, you know, tried to do it myself, and I failed miserably, right? And I need help. So,
and that really bleeds into our next myth, and we'll get to that in a minute, what I'm talking about. But financial advisors cost too much. That's our third myth. And I think a lot of people, There's a lot of advertising out there that talks about fees, and it's because the companies that are advertising offer no fees, but they also offer no service with those fees. So it's important to understand, you know, those fee structures can vary greatly from one advisor to another. And if you're new to investing, I get it. You're probably thinking, man, I'm already behind. If I'm paying someone a fee, how am I ever going to get ahead? But there's a truth that counters that, and that's the value that our clients receive from working with us. What value is your advisor providing to you? So we're going to talk through some of those, and that's why we're going to circle back to that other concept you mentioned before about that decision-making process.
Yeah.
But let's talk about first, we've kind of talked about this a little bit, planning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So planning, and as far as investments go, right, we always, you know, tell folks that prescription without a diagnosis is malpractice, mm-hmm. right? So in that sense, you know, somebody that just is throwing investments at you for no real purpose, mm-hmm. right? Other than you need this, you need that, right? Is not really somebody that's looking in your best interest, because if they haven't even asked about your specific situation, how could they know?
Exactly. That's why products have to come after the plan, because if I don't know what your goals are, surely I can't have a magic product for it. And there's not a magic product out there anyway. But if I don't know who you are and I don't know what your goals are, mm-hmm. I can't give you something to meet that goal. So if someone's meeting with you and the first thing they're talking about is this great product they've got, might want to take a step back and reevaluate their purpose.
No.
Because that's what your plan does. It gives you purpose.
Exactly. And we start by identifying those gaps, right? We mm-hmm. have a conversation to understand kind of what our launching point is. And as far as building a map, mm-hmm. right, to where you want to be and figuring out, okay, how do we fill in the gaps first, right? So talking about one that comes up quite a bit is beneficiary reviews.
Yes. Yeah. I have had multiple clients come in who didn't even have beneficiaries on their employer plan because it's not part of that sign up packet. It's not a requirement. So they just overlooked that piece, or maybe they didn't have the person's social security number that day. And so they couldn't put them in, and then they just forget. No. We had a situation once where new wife is not the beneficiary. Original wife is. And that could have been a nightmare because they had similar names and it was the middle initial that clued us in. And that was an awkward appointment. But it's really important to review that, not just one time when we meet with you, but regularly, because your circumstances could change.
Yeah.
You might develop an estate plan or something else that affects it. So that's one of the gaps that we always want to look at and identify. Another is that life insurance. We talked about it already, so I won't go too deep into it. But again, do you have enough coverage to really last your partner a lifetime if you're married? You know, when you think about one of the blind spots that a lot of people don't realize is I currently have several children in my home. If something happened to my husband, we would be able to get some benefit from Social Security as survivors. But as soon as those children graduate high school, it ends until I reach age 60. Now, I have a little bit of a benefit because I have a 2-year-old and I'm 41. But most people don't have a child that's going to be in high school when they're 60. So,
yes.
So, you know, there's going to be a gap of time that you have a blackout period, whereas the spouse, you cannot get survivor's benefits. So does your life insurance cover your family's goals until you're ready to not need that income any longer?
Yeah. And if you are sitting there thinking, well, that would cost an arm and a leg, right? Chances are it won't, because of the type of insurance that we use to make sure that you get the right coverage.
And there's a lot of different kinds out there. So it's about knowing your goals and making sure your insurance meets it and that you're not insurance poor, is what we call it.
Yes.
Another thing is asset allocation. There's the, you know, I'm getting started, here's the strategy I'm going to use for my assets, but making sure that they stay in balance and that you're adjusting, rebalancing regularly so that you don't get overweight in something where you lose the diversification that you were originally seeking. And if those are foreign words to you, diversification, rebalancing, all of that, those are good reasons to engage with a financial advisor and let them educate you on those topics.
Absolutely. And, you know, what we do quite a bit is provide the investment allocations for clients' 401k plans, right? Mm-hmm. And then each year as we meet, we re-up on that to make sure that, you know, the right allocations we receive. And we have new research that changes our allocations on a monthly basis. So each time that we come in, we want to make sure that
we're in alignment.
Yes, that those investments are in alignment with what our research shows.
And then, you know, tax planning.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, future, educating you on the differences between different vehicles that you can use for retirement and how those affect your future income, and then creating withdrawal strategies. Because the reality is right now you're working for a paycheck. And at some point, you're going to want your time back, but you need that paycheck to continue. That's what retirement is. Mm-hmm. So do you have the ability to create a withdrawal strategy that accounts for all the risks you're going to face in retirement and covers all the gaps that may exist? Or do you need someone to help you with that? But let's talk about the biggest piece of what we bring to the table as advisors. And wow, my country accent hit there hard. The biggest part of what we do, and at least in my experience, is behavior coaching.
Right. Yeah. It's the biggest part of what we do.
Even when it comes to my personal life, Emotional decisions are almost always not great logical decisions.
Yeah. Which is why we always tell each other, you know, to advise one another, right? And go to one another anytime mm-hmm. that we're making these decisions, you know, because we also need the help. We also need the accountability. Yes.
None of us as financial advisors are our own financial advisor. That's just not smart. But there was a study done in 2019 by Vanguard. They looked at 58,000 self-directed IRAs. So these are individual IRAs where the person was controlling it themselves and not utilizing an advisor. It showed that investors who made changes to their strategy even once during the five-year period from 2008 to 2012 suffered at minimum an 8% loss in return opportunity. So others made 8% more or more. So some right. of them it was greater impact, some of them it was less. And what happens often is when we have a dip in the market, if we don't have someone to buffer mm-hmm. and help us understand what those dips are caused by and whether it's something to be concerned about, often people go, oh my goodness, I'm losing money, I'm going to sell.
Yeah.
And they get out at the low and then they struggle to get back in.
Yeah. Because then they're looking for that opportunity, that next dip or whatever may mm-hmm. Have you. And what if that next dip doesn't come until years later and you've missed out on a huge run up in the market?
Yes. And I think one thing that a lot of people have understood when I've tried to explain it to them is think about your home value if you own a home. The value of your home only matters when you're ready to sell it. As long as you're doing the things to take care of it, the asset allocation, the rebalancing, getting the coaching, mm-hmm. don't panic over dips in the actual balance because you're not ready to spend it. You're not selling it yet. So just leave it alone. Give it a good dose of leave it alone. Mm-hmm. Rely on your financial advisor to help you, and then you'll be in better shape. And then providing accountability is part of that behavioral coaching, and then education.
Yeah, education is huge. Gen Wealth, we believe that, you know, the plan should be education driven, mm-hmm. right? So as we meet, as we continue in our relationship, we'll continue to provide that education so that when we talk about investment, when we talk about a new strategy, right, you'll know exactly why we're doing what we're doing.
Yes. And I would say, you know, many of those places that talk about low fees or no fees, again, remember what you're getting for that. If I wanted to have the most cost-effective way to transport myself from point A to point B, it would be a bicycle. Bottom line, I have 5 children in my home at the moment. That would not work for me. There are certain features that I need out of a vehicle, basically large size, to be able to make my life work. So the value added by a minivan is worth the expense.
Right.
And that's the key. If you don't feel like your advisor is providing you value, then it may be time to look at another advisor. But there is value in using an advisor to help you on your journey. So let's talk about kind of some indicators that maybe you're ready for a financial advisor, because we've talked about some of the myths, but I want to kind of go into some specifics about why you might want to reach out to an advisor.
Yeah. And the first one being if you feel overwhelmed or concerned about where your financial choices may lead you, then it's definitely in your best interest to meet with an advisor.
Yes. If you're spending a lot of time on Google trying to get financial advice, you probably need an advisor in your life because there's, again, a lot of information, not a lot of true wisdom, and none of that is geared specifically to you.
Right. And if you want to get a great start on your financial journey and avoid the pitfalls others may experience, definitely in your best interest to meet with an advisor.
Another thing that I feel like a lot of people have struggled with that we've been able to help with is just creating goals. I think when we ask people, what does retirement look like to you? We often get like crickets in the background because it just feels so nebulous.
Yeah.
And when you're in your 20s or 30s, it feels like it's 1,000 years away, but it's going to come up a lot faster than you think. So having somebody help you just kind of get a baseline of goals together and kind of give you some direction to your investment, that's a great way to engage with an advisor.
Yeah, we constantly are developing goals, dreamcasting, as well as putting those dreams to paper and making sure that we make those dreams a reality.
And the way we do that is we provide clear action steps. I know, you know, when I think about big things like cleaning my house or when I've got a large project in front of me, what I have to be able to do is break it down into step one, step two, step three, step four. Otherwise, it gets overwhelming. And I think that's what often happens for people when they're trying to think about their futures is they get overwhelmed by the enormity of it. Yeah. So that advisor can help you create step one, two, three, and help you with accountability there.
Yeah. And that's what I love about all our financial planning programs is mm-hmm. you know, you get a step-by-step plan that turns those, you know, big goals like retirement, like education planning, all of that, and turns it into bite-sized pieces, right? So mm-hmm. we've got from our MoneyWorks all the way through MoneyGuide Pro and our Ready to Retire process. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk to our clients about, you know, okay, this is what you need, right? And we've got a planning service for each stage of life, no matter where you're at.
Yes. And the age is not what defines it. It's about where you are on your financial journey. Mm-hmm. And I'd love that we've taken the time as a company to develop a curriculum, for lack of a better way to put it, for every stage of life. Yeah. And then, you know, if you feel like you're on track, you're making your contributions, you're staying out of debt, but you just want to make sure and you want to get a pulse check on where you're headed, that's a great reason to engage with a financial advisor, because with your employer plan, when you're calling that team, they only know that one piece. They're working mm-hmm. through a funnel. Your advisor can take a holistic approach, look at your life insurance, look at your employer plans, look at your estate planning, and kind of make sure all the puzzle pieces work together for your good.
Yeah. And again, going back to the plan meeting each year, we provide a timepiece, right? A timetable mm-hmm. that shows, you know, exactly where you should be. Mm-hmm. So that way, you know, there's never any sort of nebulousness or, mm-hmm. you know, anything vague about you being on track.
And let's face it, the strategy that you use to build wealth is very different from the strategy that you use to create an income plan. So mm-hmm. many people have lots of practice building their income or their assets, excuse me. But when they reach retirement, the prospect of spending a dollar gets scary because their fear is running out. So having an income plan through your financial advisor can help alleviate some of that stress and help you understand what your assets look like in retirement. So it's time for our two cents, and I'm going to go first since, you know, I'm already talking. having a financial coach in your life to help you navigate your financial journey can have a great impact on your process or on your progress, excuse me. Find your coach today and just get started.
Yeah. And no matter where you're at today in that financial journey, we have tools to help you on that journey. So we were just talking about, you know, MoneyWorks, MoneyGuide Pro, and our Ready to Retire process. All of those are just our financial planning programs that we have mm-hmm. for each different stage of life. So there's one for you, regardless of where you are at. So contact our team via email at info@getreadyforthefuture.com or by phone at 501-653-7355 to see to find out more information about which program might be for you and how to get started.
Thank you guys so much for joining us on the Talking Sense podcast today. That's our two cents. Join us next time when we discuss three reasons you aren't financially independent yet.
Thanks for listening to Talking Sense. And if you like what you hear, make sure and subscribe to the podcast to get all the newest episodes.
The Jim Walt team is available to you 24/7 at info@getreadyforthefuture.com. Or you can call our offices at 866-653-PLAN. That's 866-653-7526.
And while we like to have fun here, we're also financial advisors, and that means disclosures. You should personally consult a financial advisor before making any investment, and no strategy can assure success.
Jim Walt Financial Advisors is an Arkansas registered investment advisor with securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.